You don't need a study to tell you that aging and fatigue go hand in hand. Nevertheless, my friends at Nutritional Therapeutics, makers of NT Factor, point to 16 studies, all peer-reviewed and published in medical journals, showing that NT Factor can reduce fatigue, while at the same time, age-related changes in the cells are reversed. For 30 years, the makers of NT Factor have worked to improve our health spans by focusing on the mitochondria, the energy powerhouses of our cells. Their science shows that NT Factor, which I don't go a day without and recommend to my patients, improves our energy and prevents the deterioration that accompanies aging. They promise us that our day-to-day lives will be improved, and they keep proving it in studies that include placebo-controlled trials, both in the academic institutions and in medical practices like mine. You can find NT Factor at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Don't let tiredness and fatigue rob your senior years. Invest regularly in the anti-aging benefit of NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Our number 877-726-8255. We welcome your phone calls this hour, or should you be indisposed while listening to this program, you can always call anytime during the week, 877-726-8255, and record your question. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about the war on cancer. Are we really making progress? We'll talk about the mind diet for brain health and lots more. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. The big news this week is about the weight loss medications. Weight loss medications like Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, and now Mounjaro, and a whole bunch more are on the launch pad. Many of these medications are taken injectably. That's kind of inconvenient. They've been honing the delivery systems for these medications. Originally, one of the first medications that was of this ilk for diabetes originally, they found that it could produce weight loss. The whole premise is based on the discovery that Gila monsters could go a very, very long time without eating and still maintain blood sugar. Well, they extracted Gila monster venom, and they discovered that there was an interesting compound there that they then refined and synthesized, and they created delivery systems. Originally, you had to inject it a couple of times daily, and now weekly. And they're coming up with better oral forms, and they're combining these medications with other synergistic hormone pathways to produce ever greater amounts of weight loss. It was 12, 15, and then with some of these new drugs, it's on the order of 20% in obese individuals, and new drugs even have the potential to surpass that potential weight loss. So you're going to see a big push to mainstream these drugs. And the problem now is that they're costly. 1 year of Wegovy retail will cost you over $16,000. A year of Mounjaro, newer medication by Lilly, $13,300. And problem two is that they're in short supply. They're hard to get, as some of you have strived to get them. And often insurance companies won't pay for them because they're really designed for diabetes and the weight loss is just an additional benefit. So if you say, look, I want to get rid of that 15, 20 pounds I've been trying to lose. I exercise, I diet, I can't shake it off. I just want to take these meds. Well, your insurance company's not going to subsidize that. But there's a big push to get these medications subsidized. And earlier, I was asked by a caller my outlook on the U.S. medical system. And this perfectly illustrates our conundrum. We're coming up with ever better drugs, drugs, unfortunately, that have toxic side effects and are very expensive. But the question is whether our healthcare system can support the cost of these new medical drugs, surgeries, interventions, immunotherapies. We'll talk about cancer in just a few minutes. The headline here, weight loss drug Wegovy cuts stroke heart attack risk by 20% in a new study. So this is interesting. Now, you might say that weight loss is kind of a cosmetic thing. So, you know, we want to go for like a nose job, you want to get a facelift, that's a cosmetic procedure, insurance company's not going to pay for it. But let's say we can hook that cosmetic procedure of getting you to lose 15, 20, 30 pounds to a distinct health benefit. And that's what this latest study does. Analysts say a proven heart health benefit could increase pressure on employers and insurers to pay for the drug. See, it's at the discretion of employers to decide what's covered and insurance companies to make a decision about what they're going to pay out on. But there's now evidence that if you lose that weight, there's some cardiovascular benefits. We can actually consider these kind of like statins in a way, because you take a statin, it'll simply lower your cholesterol. It's not going to make you lose weight, and weight itself is a risk factor. Well, now we have drugs that can make you lose weight and thus improve your chances of not getting a heart attack or stroke. Now, this one, interesting headline here, based on a study by a professor at the UC Irvine School of Medicine. Semaglutide medication may benefit 93 million U.S. adults. Let's do the math here. The research is projected, based on the known weight loss effects, which is on average 15% weight loss, that its use could result in 43 million fewer people with obesity. 43 million users. And thus, prevent up to 1.5 million heart attacks, strokes, and other adverse cardiovascular events over 10 years. So this, studies like this will be the impetus to get these drugs improved for insurance coverage. And oh, by the way, there's an equity issue here. That's fashionable these days in America. Headline, Ozempic and Wegovy maker courts prominent black leaders to get Medicare's favor. Now, we know statistically that there's a racial predominance of obesity in African Americans in the United States. It just is. It's a fact. And whether there's a genetic component or a lifestyle component, there's no question that African Americans suffer disproportionately from overweight and obesity in the United States. So here's the basis for a new campaign. Pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk, smartly, has turned to influential black Americans in pursuit of what would be a lucrative victory. Having Medicare cover a new class of weight loss drugs, including the company's highly sought Wegovy, which can cost patients more than $1,000 a month. So they, Novo Nordisk sponsored a panel discussion on obesity during a conference of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation. All right, where black legislators and their supporters and lobbyists congregate. Foundation's a nonprofit affiliated with the Congressional Black Caucus. It's a powerful group of lawmakers on Capitol Hill. So, yeah, we are going to see increased pressure to get these medications covered. And what's it going to do to our healthcare costs? We'll do the math. We're talking 93 million U.S. adults, candidates for these medications, at a cost of over $10,000, perhaps as much as $15,000 a year. We're going to see a dramatic hike in America's healthcare costs and a bonanza for big pharma, who are racing to develop new and even more powerful weight loss drugs based on this principle discovered in the humble Gila monster. Yeah, that's happening. Weight loss now is a target for pharmaceutical intervention big time. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You can find many of the supplements that we talk about here in Intelligent Medicine. Some of them are very hard to get, and there are some unreliable sources out there. You can depend on quality and fast delivery by using Fullscript via my online dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. If you go to Dear Hoffman, there's a drop-down menu where you can get to our store, or you can just dial in drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, many of which are very hard to find, and you can get fast free shipping. It seems like it's incredible. It seems like just a couple of days ago I ordered supplements and they've already arrived. Just amazing, fast, efficient delivery. So DearHoffmanStore.com for your supplement needs. All right, let's take a look at what's happening on the cancer front. It was in 1971 that we launched the war on cancer during the Nixon administration. That's more than 50 years ago. And we have made progress, there's no question, in terms of detection of cancer, in terms of treatment of cancer. But there's some problems. First of all, there's an alarming trend whereby more and more young people are coming down with cancer at younger and younger ages. Headline here, cancer among younger Americans is on the rise. Some of the biggest increases, they say, were seen in women and in younger people diagnosed with gastrointestinal and breast cancers. A study published last week in JAMA showed that while cancers among older adults have declined, cancers among people younger than 50 have increased slightly overall. The largest increases among those aged 30 to 39, who normally wouldn't be screened. So what's going on? Is it about diet? Is it about environmental pollution? Hence our PFAS campaign about forever chemicals. Is it about alcohol intake? Smoking is down. So what's going on? Also, this is an unintended consequence of our COVID lockdowns. Late diagnosis and delayed care have led to more stage 4 disease. Now people are coming out of the crevices and it's safe to go outside again. They're going back to their doctors and they have various complaints, but for some it's too late because maybe an early spot on the skin has developed into a metastatic melanoma or maybe those digestive problems that you were suffering through COVID with have morphed into esophageal, stomach, or colon cancer, or even pancreatic cancer. So this is a concern. The impact of late diagnosis is evident in more cancer deaths. Cancer mortality increased nearly 2% in 2021 after falling 17% between 2009 and 2020. So we're making progress, and then we've regressed. Cancer deaths were nearly 3% higher during the first 6 months of this year than in the same period in 2021. So cancer is a problem. All right, we're coming up with more and more impressive treatments, but this headline caught my eye. It's kind of a clickbaity headline. Many cancer drugs may end up doing absolutely nothing for patients, study reveals. It's from an organization called studyfinds.org who, yeah, often they use kind of lurid headlines. And what they're saying here is that cancer researchers continue to roll out new and promising treatments for patients all over the world. However, a new study finds that many end up being completely ineffective, failing to improve the quality of life or extend the lifespans of cancer patients. Specifically, researchers in Sweden found that up to 2 in 3 cancer drugs proved to be useless for patients after years of research. So I said, well, that can't be. So I looked up the study. The study came out in July of this year, and it's from Sweden. And in Sweden, they don't have an FDA, but they have a European equivalent of the FDA, which approves treatments. And the study is called Cancer Drugs Reimbursed with Limited Evidence on Overall Survival and Quality of Life. Do follow-up studies confirm patient benefits? So in other words, they approve cancer drugs on the basis of limited studies which show an effect. And the effect may be, you know, a response. In other words, the cancer shrunk. And on the basis of that, they say, great, we're going to approve this drug because, well, cancer is a serious problem, life-threatening, so let's put these drugs on the market. And with a hope and a prayer that they might cure some people of cancer or extend their lives, here's what they found. Of the 22 included cancer drugs, 7 were found to have at least one trial with conclusive evidence of improvements in overall survival or quality of life after a mean follow-up of 6.5 years. So that's what you got to do. You got to look at not just the preliminary results, but got to look long-term. 7 out of 22 kind of worked. They weren't necessarily a cure, but yeah, improvement in overall survival, quality of life improvements, that's good. The remaining 15 cancer drugs either lacked subsequent randomized controlled trial data or showed no statistically significant improvements. Only one drug out of 22 demonstrated evidence of improvement in both overall survival and quality of life for its indication. So that is a concern. We're pushing out a lot of new cancer drugs, many of them very innovative, many very, very expensive, costing tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, but with limited benefits for overall survival and, most importantly, for quality of life. We are not yet turning the corner on cancer. We need better prevention, better therapies. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of PlusCBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're taking calls 877-726-8255. Meanwhile, we've got some recorded calls. Let's hear one of them.
I've been diagnosed with severe pancreatic insufficiency, and I'm taking Creon. I also tested positive for SIBO, and I'm beginning a 2-week course of the antibiotic Xifaxan. My question is, should I take a probiotic while I'm on Xifaxan, or wait until I'm done with the antibiotic, since it's going to kill off the bacteria anyway?
Okay, so there's a lot here in this question. First of all, this caller has been diagnosed with EPI, exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means that the pancreas, which is responsible for making insulin but also makes digestive enzymes, isn't pouring up enough digestive enzymes to break down fats. And so Creon is, I believe, a pork-derived product which contains pancreatic lipase, which breaks down fat. To complicate matters, she has SIBO, probably diagnosed on the basis of a breath test. That means small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which is contributing to the gurgling and burbling and possibly urgency and diarrhea that she's experiencing. And so she's taking an antibiotic, Xifaxan, which is designed to suppress the overgrowth of bacteria, and which sometimes works, but I will sometimes use Xifaxan in my patients with SIBO, but sometimes we'll use more gentle herbal means, and we'll use a low FODMAP diet to reduce the proliferation of bacteria in the intestinal tract. SIBO is a condition where there's too much bacteria in the intestinal tract. Now, normally, when you take antibiotics, you're advised to take a probiotic to forestall the destruction of your beneficial bacteria and replace the bacteria that the antibiotic is going to suppress. But in this case, you may not want to take a probiotic because the problem is not enough bacteria in your intestine, but maybe a bacterial overgrowth. And many patients with SIBO experience a boomerang reaction from taking probiotics. Their symptoms get worse instead of better if you have SIBO. So the suggestion is maybe don't take an ordinary probiotic. You might take something like Saccharomyces, which is actually a fungal species. It won't be killed off by the Xifaxan you're taking, and it sometimes can suppress the growth of harmful bacteria, as well as Candida, which is often the cause of gassiness and bloating. Saccharomyces, also known as FloraBoost, is a readily available probiotic, but it's different than other probiotics because it's not a bacteria. It's actually a fungal species and can be helpful for patients who suffer from IBS and is even used sometimes in preventing and treating C. difficile, a very serious type of GI problem. 877-726-8255, our number. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. They're very economical as well, which is a selling point. And they include a new extra-strength version of astaxanthin for immune, brain, and vision health. I recently recorded a podcast with Neil Levin on the subject of astaxanthin. I've come to realize that it can be an important adjunct to your nutritional program. I started using it myself. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is a naturally occurring carotenoid that plays an important role in cellular protection and healthy immune system responses. Astaxanthin has also been shown in clinical studies to promote normal cognitive function and may help to maintain a positive mood. In the eye, it helps to neutralize free radicals and manage eye strain due to computer usage. Astaxanthin 12 milligram extra strength is available at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance for more information and to order. All right, we talked earlier about cancer and two aspects of our continuing battle against cancer. Number one, coming up with better treatments. Number two, though, is prevention and detection of cancer. And we catch it early, it is often more easily treated. And so we're on a jihad to get people to get colonoscopies, to get women to get GYN exams, pap smears, pelvic ultrasounds, and also mammograms. But there's concern, and also there's the, while we're at it, the PSA in men. Get your PSA. Find out if you have prostate cancer. The problem, though, is that tests that reveal the presence of cancer can also result in overdiagnosis. Either mistakenly, they can pick up signs of cancer when no cancer is present, thus resulting in unnecessary biopsy and even treatment, and certainly a lot of apprehension and worry. But also, some of these cancers may not be the cancers that kill you. So, for example, it's well known that prostate cancer in many older men grows very slowly, and early-stage prostate cancer in a man who's like 80 is less likely to be their cause of death than other more common causes of death like heart disease. So this headline underlies this problem. Breast cancer is often overdiagnosed in older women, study suggests. Overdiagnosis from screening mammograms in women over 70 could lead to unnecessary worry and treatments. So there's a point where maybe, just maybe, it's reasonable not to get a mammogram. Now, if you've had breast cancer, or if you have high risk of breast cancer, if you've had suspicious findings in the past, fine, get screened, get an ultrasound, get a mammogram. If necessary, get an MRI. But if you've had literally dozens of mammograms from the time that you're 50 and you're now 75 or 80, does it pay to get additional mammograms, to show up for your annual or biannual mammogram? For this study, researchers examined data on more than 54,000 women, 70 and older. That's the catch, 70 and older. Because this may not be applicable to younger women. Younger women may benefit from screening because if you develop breast cancer at the age of 52, well, you're not likely to die of other causes before the breast cancer gets to you. And breast cancer tends to be more aggressive in younger women. That's been shown. Breast cancer less aggressive in older women. Among women 70 to 74 years old who continue to get screened, 6 in 100 were diagnosed with breast cancer. Okay, 6%. That's a fairly high percentage. Compared with 4 in 100 women who stopped getting mammograms. So even without the mammograms, pretty high rate of detection of breast cancer. There's a little more with mammograms, but still women, you know, based on self-examination or a physician's examination, they can tell they had breast cancer. On the basis of this difference in diagnosis rates, researchers estimated that roughly 31% of breast cancer cases identified through screening mammograms were likely an overdiagnosis. Researchers estimated that about 47% of cases identified when women 75 to 84 years old were screened amounted to an overdiagnosis. That's almost half. As were 54% of cases caught during screening of women over 85. So, a couple of reasons for that. Why overdiagnosis? Well, cancer grows more slowly in older women. And number two, older women, unfortunately, are more likely to have other chronic medical conditions, which makes it more likely they're going to die of those medical conditions than of the breast cancer. Cancer, slow-developing condition, in many cases. We need better tests than mammograms. And they're working on this. They're working on new tests that identify whether a finding is relevant to a woman's survival, better ways of staging breast cancer using sophisticated techniques, sophisticated imaging, artificial intelligence, and various types of biomolecular and immune profiles that can determine if the cancer they're finding is going to be the cancer that kills you, or whether we can just do watchful waiting, as we sometimes do with men who have prostate cancer and they do fine. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements that support mood and sleep, L-tryptophan, 5-HTP, GABA, and L-theanine. This collection provides essential amino acids and a serotonin precursor that support relaxation, restful sleep, and the regulation of mood and sleep-wake cycles, and are available in various potencies tailored to your specific needs. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements created for healthcare practitioners. Their formulations are based on the latest advances in nutritional science. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And I was walking through Central Park yesterday, and the part of Central Park which is usually dedicated to skating has been converted in summer months to a series of pickleball courts. This is something that's incredibly popular, especially among seniors, but there's some health concerns. According to an article here in GQ magazine, according to one estimate, the sport is causing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of injuries. This is said to even have had an impact on health insurance stocks, which are down because too many people are coming out of COVID and utilizing healthcare. Part of it is the estimated $400 million that pickleball may cost Americans because knee replacements and hip replacements and other orthopedic injuries, they can be very expensive. So there's hazards now associated with pickleball. I saw one of my high school buddies posting on Facebook, former president of our high school. He got a pickleball smack in the schnoz, and he's got a big red nose as a result of a pickleball injury. He wears it very heroically. Okay, big fires going on in Canada. When I was in Western Canada, we saw a little bit of haze from distant fires. The concern here is about a place called Yellowknife, Canada, which I'm using Google Maps, is 3,752 miles northwest of New York. If you walk there, it would take 45 days. If you bicycle there, 13 days. Okay. But the smoke from that fire is scheduled to arrive in the northeast fairly soon, and that could pose respiratory hazards. With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution, the harmful effects of inflammation and free radical exposure are of particular concern. But you can buttress your natural defenses with nutritional support from my friends at NT Factor. Free radicals, they're highly unstable molecules that can trigger cell damage, leaving your cells less equipped to utilize oxygen. NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula restores energy and undoes the damage to cells caused by free radicals. Breathe clear with NT Factor. Combines the benefits of NT Factor with quercetin, a powerful bioflavonoid known for its respiratory benefits. In addition to its antioxidant properties, Quercetin is an anti-inflammatory. It works to open up the nasal and respiratory passages. We use it for allergies. We use it for chronic lung problems. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor lipids powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. This summer, arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor lipids powder, which is what I use on a daily basis. I throw it into my shakes. I put some on my desserts. And you can also get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against free radicals. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of those recorded calls.
I was recently diagnosed with hypercholestemia, heterozygous, and my bad particle size of my cholesterol was through the roof, 447. It shouldn't have been over 100, I believe. My total cholesterol was 329. Most of it was the bad cholesterol. Only 47 was of my good cholesterol. I have tried statins and had an allergic reaction to that. Most recently, I was given an injection called Pralawent. I just took it on Thursday and got a UTI from it, extreme muscle aches and pains. I ended up getting a rash on my foot, swelling on my lip. Initially, I thought maybe I had gotten bit or sting by something. Extreme dry throat and stuffy nose. Now that leaves me very concerned because there's really nothing else for me to take, and I'm concerned about potentially having a heart attack or a stroke. And I was wondering if there's anything you would recommend.
Okay, so this is an interesting question. There's this hypercholesterolemia, high cholesterol, but not just a little high, like sky high. There are two forms of it. One is homozygous, which means that people can have two hits of the gene that causes high cholesterol or the whatever combination of genes, because it's not just one gene. It's just a bunch of genes that may be responsible for this. But in the homozygous form, you get a double hit. Your cholesterol may be 500-600, astronomically high. Typically, people get heart attacks in their 20s and 30s. They have just a horrible family history of early heart attacks, especially in males, but could also be in females. Then there's heterozygous, which means you get one gene of the two, and that may account for a fairly high percentage of the population, high double digits of the population, like 20-30%. They have high cholesterol, and there's a genetic component to that, but it's complex genetics, so you can't just say that if your father had it, you're necessarily going to have it, or an uncle or somebody in your family had it. Not everybody's necessarily going to get it. And I got to say that I am not a cholesterol denialist. Surprisingly, I find that some patients with high cholesterol have zero plaque. We like to look at imaging to see if that actually amounts to anything. This person is intolerant to statins. That's fairly common. Maybe 5, as much as 10% of people have adverse effects from statins, particularly muscle aches. The new medications are injectable, soon to be available in oral forms. They're PCSK9 inhibitors. They dramatically lower cholesterol, but here's a person who's intolerant to those too. And so what's left? Well, there's a new medication called Nexletol, which works in a different way. There's also Zetia, which works in a different way and might be well tolerated. But what I like to do is in people who are at risk, first of all, we assess the risk based on imaging. We might want to do a coronary artery calcification test, see if there really is a lot of plaque. Sometimes there's a lot of plaque. Sometimes the risk is minimal. Then maybe no need for aggressive treatment with medications. Then we look at other factors. What's your weight? What's your blood pressure? What's your blood sugar? What is your diet like? Are you exercising adequately? And so on. And we might use things like lots of fish oil, demonstrated to have a protective effect on the heart, things like pycnogenol, anti-inflammatories like curcumin. These may be helpful for cardiovascular prevention. We might look at homocysteine as well. Some patients benefit from B vitamins to reduce their risk as well. Kaolic aged garlic extract is excellent for slowing the progression of coronary plaque. So these are some of the things that we may want to use as alternatives. And I, you know, while you're missing out on the potential of some of these powerful drugs, there may be other alternatives you can use. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Follow the Intelligent Medicine podcast on your favorite podcast app. Get new episodes every weekday. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Dr. Ronald Hoffman for the latest health news and fully vetted product recommendations. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter for in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. And check out drhoffman.com for everything related to Intelligent Medicine.